This is Jim Newton with a word from the Word for you today. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Romans chapter 1, verse 28 to 32. Hallelujah. The year 2020 will remain one of the darkest in human history. Never before had the world witnessed such brutal and massive shaking. Suddenly, the entire world began to convulse. Such a strange rattling fit, quaking, hiccuping, and reeling. So much so that nation after nation entered into phases of forced holidays, now popularly called lockdown. Everything went into the reverse mode until it all jerked into a stop. Virtually every nation in the world had ground to a halt by the middle of the year. Fear and death reigned supreme. People began to die like chickens afflicted with bird flu. Someone you left hale and hearty the evening before was dead before it was dawn. The fickleness of man's mortality was revealed. Mankind, after all, like specks in a passing wind, tossed, harassed, and troubled like never before. The vulnerability of man and the transience of his existence became amplified. Volumes and volumes of books will yet be written to tell about what befell the world in its various dimensions. But I tell you the truth, the world has not quite come to terms with the fact that there are even greater global scourges that the world is contending with right now. The world is indeed facing two other deadlier pandemics than COVID-19. And the earlier we awoke to this reality, the better for us all. I am talking about the death-dealing phenomenon that caused men to tremble and faint in the face of adversity, called faith failure, and the age-long societal cancer that has metastasized into the end stage of death called moral failure. These two pandemics have been acknowledged to have caused far more deaths than COVID-19. The one called faith failure operates like sudden death. More than 85% of those who died of COVID-related ailments actually died as a result of this particular phenomenon. It is written in Proverbs 24, verse 10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Elsewhere in the Bible, it is written, and there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Luke 21, 25 to 26. Beloved, the distressing of nations has only just begun. The real shaking has not yet started. Mankind has already yielded massively to the throes of fear and trembling. It is now so glaring that the strength of so many who call upon the name of the Lord is small, even in the face of this adversity that was supposed to be a passing flu. if the evil of faith failure is not massively tackled now, many will not survive it when the real shaking starts. To all who are called by the name of Christ Jesus, and to all who call upon the name of the Lord, it is time to start living by faith. Friends, it is time to put your trust in the Lord. It is time to conquer the monster called fear and begin to live truly as one who abides in Christ Jesus. As of today, over 6 million deaths resulting from COVID-19 have been recorded. The sad truth, however, is over 85% of these deaths occurred as a result of faith failure. Faith failure is a morbid undertaker. It accelerates the death of those caught in its grips. When morbid scientists slipped into melodramatics, painting sordid picture of the monster called COVID, men's hearts began to fail them. They embraced the false protection of masks, even as they listened to how COVID attacks. They swallowed the deadly baits that it can present as dry cough, fever, headache, difficulty in breathing, that it is transmitted in people's sneezes. So people began to sneeze into their elbows, even fearing for sneezing. And they lapsed into silence as they reflected on the various grim scenarios. Now, consider this situation. With his heart trembling, he starts to experience headache. He rushes to swallow some pain relievers and then sneezes. His heartbeat accelerates and he begins to experience difficulty in breathing. I can hardly breathe. What's happening to me? Could it be? No! Lord, help me. Many horrible thoughts crowd his mind. He manages to call his wife. I can't breathe. What? She responds with greater panic. All right, hang in there. I'll call 911 right away. At this stage, the associate pastor can't even remember a single healing verse, as fear, the morbid accelerator, holds him down in its grisly paws. By the time the medics arrive, he is gasping for breath. Promptly, he is put on oxygen and whisked away to an isolation center. Beloved, faith failure, also known as morbid fear, is a sure killer. It is capable of killing its victim so quickly, if not resisted with a certain intentionality. Many have died within minutes as it simply shut down all the body systems and cutting off respiration. The Bible says, if you have run with footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, in which you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the floodplain of Jordan? Friends, let me tell you the truth. The real shaking has not begun. If your heart has already fainted, how will you do when the real shaking begins? It is time to intentionally begin to live as a true believer, living by faith, by absolute faith in God, that is. God be with you. God cause his face to shine upon you, and may his peace overwhelm you from this day forth in Jesus' name. Amen.